Hello, hello, and happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and you are watching CNN 10. We are halfway through the week, and that means one of you helped us write today's show. Keep an ear out to see if the vocabulary word you submitted made it for our Your Word Wednesday. We begin with an update on the war in Ukraine, where Russia has resumed missile and drone strikes on major cities this week as part of its largest assault so far this year. CNN staff reported hearing strong explosions Monday night in the Ukrainian capital city of Kyiv. Other regions, including Kharkiv, Odessa, and Dnipro, were also reportedly struck. Officials say primary targets were residential and electrical power centers, leaving thousands without power and heat as winter temperatures plummet. This latest barrage marks the end of a brief pause in attacks that the Russian government had agreed to last week at the request of U.S. President Donald Trump. It also comes just days ahead of the next round of trilateral peace talks between Russia, Ukraine, and the U.S., which are slated to take place in Abu Dhabi. Now to another nationwide social media ban, this time in Spain, which joins a growing group of countries aiming to rein in social media in an effort to protect youngsters from what leaders are calling the, quote, digital Wild West. On Tuesday, the Spanish government announced plans to ban social media access for anyone under the age of 16, in addition to some other online safety measures.
Our children are exposed to a space they were never meant to navigate alone.
Spain's proposal actually goes further than similar bans under discussion in France or those already in place in Australia. A bill expected next week would hold tech company executives criminally liable for failing to remove certain material and also criminalize algorithmic manipulation.
CEOs of these techno platforms will face criminal liability for failing to remove illegal or hateful content.
In Madrid, some residents say the move makes sense.
I don't generally like prohibitions, but I understand that this measure is necessary because I believe that children under the age of 16 are not yet capable of managing something as big as social media.
Sanchez says Spain has joined the Coalition of the Digitally Willing, teaming up with other European countries to push for tougher online regulation across borders. Pop quiz, hot shot. What safety feature was added to most electric vehicles to protect pedestrians? Brake assist, automatic headlights, artificial driving sounds, or louder horns? Meep, meep. If you said artificial driving sounds, vroom, vroom. Safety inspectors determined that EVs were too quiet at low speeds, potentially putting pedestrians and cyclists in harm's way on roadways. New regulations state EVs must emit a sound when traveling below 18 miles per hour. If you've ever seen a Tesla or another modern car, maybe you've noticed the hidden door handles that fabricated to sit flush with a metal car door. Well, it turns out the futuristic feature can actually lead to some not so hidden problems. This has led China, the world's largest auto manufacturer and market, to officially ban them starting next year. Our Mike Valerio has more on what's driving their decision.
Wait, so China is banning hidden door handles like these that can be pretty hard to open on all new electric vehicles beginning next year.
Huge moves, a world first ban, because China says in multiple crashes, it's suspected that power failed, doors did not open, people couldn't get out. So the rule, new car models applying for Chinese approval must meet these new door handle rules by January 1st, 2027. That means real mechanical door releases inside, outside, with no power required.
For all the cars on the road already with hidden handles, there is no indication yet that they would need to change. This affects millions of cars, from Tesla to tons of Chinese brands like Xiaomi and BYD that have been inspired by Tesla's door design. Now, Chinese media have also reported that around 60% of new Chinese EVs use these hidden door handles.
China isn't just the world's largest car market. It's becoming the rule setter for the entire world. What China bans, more countries may follow.
To Rome, Italy now, where if you want to toss a coin and make a wish at the famous Trevi Fountain, it's now going to come at a price. Visitors will now have to buy a ticket for €2. That's just over $2 US, just to approach the fountain and throw coins into the water. Rome's city government introduced the new ticketing system for non-residents to help manage the massive crowds at one of the most popular tourist attractions in the city. Maybe a really smart fiscal move as well. The Rome mayor said that in 2025, approximately 10 million visitors saw the fountain. That would be, well, about 20 million euros. The opening ceremony for the Winter Olympic Games is on Friday, and I will be soon headed over there to cover those games for all of us. I am positively pumped. This year's games are sure to feature amazing feats, but some young athletes, like Tallulah Prue, are already making history before the games even start. When the 17-year-old skier hits the slope, she will be the youngest athlete and first woman ever to represent the Philippines at the Winter Games. Our Samantha Lindell caught up with the Filipina phenom to see how she is rising to the moment and blazing a trail for future generations.
I can't even believe that I'm going. I don't think it's still fully hit me yet. I don't think it will until I'm actually there.
Ski racer Tallulah Prue is the first woman and youngest person from the Philippines to qualify for the Winter Olympics. There have been six male athletes that have competed in the Winter Olympics since the first year the country began participating in 1972, but there's never been a woman.
I met with the Philippines Federation, and they were talking to me about the possibility of competing during the Olympics, since I was their only female participant. That's when the idea was planted in my head.
She started hitting the slopes at 3. By 7, she began competing in ski racing, and now the 17-year-old is headed to Milan for the games to compete in giant slalom and slalom.
I hope that me being at the Olympics and representing the Philippines opens up a whole new exposure to sports and what it can become.
Prue's training has taken her across the world.
Come on, slow up, up, up.
From her home in Park City, Utah, to Switzerland and Chile. But the dual U.S.-Philippine citizen's pride remains with the Philippines, and her biggest tie to her culture was her grandmother, who passed away last year.
She really was my biggest inspiration, especially for wanting to go for this and wanting to represent the Philippines.
Despite the sport not being as popular in the Philippines, since snow has never been recorded in the country, Prue has gotten a tremendous amount of support from Filipinos around the world.
I would just want to show the Philippines and the whole world that, Filipinas can do it. I'm super excited to and proud to be able to represent such an important part of my identity.
A couple of months ago, we brought you news about the world's tallest building opening in the UAE, the CL Dubai Marina Hotel. Well, now 5 elite skydivers and base jumpers pulled off an insane stunt there. The team from X Dubai thought the building's signature keyhole design seemed like the perfect place to jump through at top speeds of roughly 125 miles per hour. They did 40 to 50 practice jumps to get their formation just right. One man through the center, the other 4 around the skyscraper.
It was cool. It was flying through the glass, having the reflection. It's like flying through a narcissistic funhouse. So it was great for us.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a Colorado college student using her precious downtime to uplift others. Meet University of Denver student Olivia Tate.
Yeah, room 1600. Bring some markers.
It's called Letters of Love, a student-led club where members make handmade cards for kids in hospitals. The organization now has chapters all across the country, but it all started back when Olivia was in high school in Minnesota.
I've really just found my friends and my people, and it's been so amazing to see that even though we are in our 20s or whatever, people still want to give back to the community and really just do something that's bigger than yourself.
College students juggle classes, jobs, and big decisions about the future. Giving back can take time and energy, but for these students, it is worth it. Each card carries a simple message from stay strong to sending you love. Words written for someone they may never meet, but they hope that just maybe it'll make a difference.
You don't necessarily need to receive the thank you or know that they're receiving it. It's just the act of doing it is gratifying in itself.
By the end of the night, the tables are covered in handmade cards, small reminders that kindness can travel far. My team and I feel the kindness from far and wide every day from all of you, from our comments in our CNN10 YouTube channel and our Instagram account. Like our Your Word Wednesday winner. Did you catch it? Mr. Catoni at West Deptford in New Jersey submitting fabricate, a verb meaning to invent something to deceive or construct or manufacture, especially from prepared components. Well done. Thank you for helping us write the show today. I have a couple of shout outs for you today as well. Mr. McNichols at Silver Creek High School in Longmont, Colorado. Thank you for making us part of your day. Go Raptors. And Mr. Shanesy at San Luis Obispo High School in California, my old stomping grounds. Thank you for gifting us with one of your illustrious, extremely talented alumni, the one and only Claire Duffy. Rise up. I'll see you tomorrow, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.